This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Joining us today is Dr. James Shire, the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dr. Shire is here with us today to talk about what patients should know about facial rejuvenation. Dr. Shire, a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So tell our listeners, what is your recommendation to patients who choose facial procedures based on short recovery times?
Well, that's a very hot topic now. In fact, everyone is really concerned with no downtime, short recovery, and non-invasive versus really invasive or full surgeries. And that's a really hot topic that people really want to know about. The bottom line on all of it is, if there is no recovery, there's probably not going to be a lasting result. And that's just the way things are. There are a lot of quick little fixes that can be done that may help a little bit or tweak a little bit, but you're not going to get any real results that are lasting without some recovery.
Tell us, what common misconceptions do you find patients have during your consult with them for a facial procedure?
Yes, I think patients do come in with some preconceived ideas or ideas they get from reading advertising or promotional material that's out there. So there is a lot of hype, and there's a lot of misconceptions and just wrong information that a lot of people do come in with. Most of the things that they do come in with is the idea that what we do is going to take a long time to recover, and even though there is a recovery time, you know, they get back out pretty quickly. Another concern that we do see is the concern of pain and discomfort. And done properly, we really don't see patients with a lot of pain, discomfort with surgical procedures at all. In fact, I will easily say that over 90% of our patients probably don't even take Tylenol after their procedures. It's not a painful thing. Bruising and swelling go away relatively quickly, so we try to get people back as fast as possible. In addition, again, a lot of patients want to get away with as little as possible, and that's understandable, but you have to at least get a feel for what is bothering you and what your best options are. So I always think a patient should be given lots of options or as many options as possible for their correction. Many patients come in saying they want a specific procedure or a machine or a product or something like that. Rather than talking about a procedure or an item, I'd rather talk about the patient's perceived problem, what they feel their issue is. And if their issue is on one thing, then let's talk about all the options, rather than just concentrate on one thing. If they're coming saying, well, I want to talk to you about a filler, well, why do you want to talk about the filler? Well, it's really about the lines around my mouth and the sagginess of my marionette lines. Well, you have multiple options rather than fillers. Let's talk about all of the options, and then we'll find what fits best for you and your lifestyle.
Good information. What are the benefits of a mini facelift or a facelift?
Well, that's again, something that we do hear a lot. The basis of all of this is, I think, semantics. I think depending on where you go and who you are talking to, you're going to get many, many different terms. These terms can be derived mainly by The doctor themselves, a lot of them make up their own little names for their procedures, kind of to give them some cachet or some notoriety for themselves. But basically, a procedure is what it is. Now, a mini facelift could mean many, many different things. It could be just a part of a entire facial rejuvenation, which means just the lower half, the lower face and neck. In some people, it is just a tuck up of the front area, and it doesn't affect the neck at all. In other people's hands, it may just be a skin lift, which isn't going to do a whole lot of anything, and it's just a little procedure to kind of bide some time, or I think in many cases it would be a disservice to a patient. A facelift is just a general term referring to a procedure done to rejuvenate the face. It could be an entire facelift where the brow, the eyelids, both upper and lower eyelids, the face, and the neck is involved. In other instances, a facelift could be just the lower half. So when you're talking about these terms, they're just general terms that are semantics, and I think the patient really needs to discuss what is being done, and that's the importance of the consultation, speaking to the doctor, developing a rapport and feeling comfortable with what the doctor is telling you and the explanation the doctor is giving you so you understand what you're talking about, what you're going to be getting, and that you're both on the same page.
Today we are visiting with briefly Dr. James Shire, the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Shire, after getting a surgical facial procedure, what are your general recommendations to maintain their new look and prolong results?
Well, I think that's the question that everyone has. You know, I've done all this, now what do I do to keep it going? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with your genetics and your habits, you know. So you really do need to kind of watch kind of how you take care of yourself. I think the most important thing a person can do, though, is good skin care. The skin is the largest organ in your body, and it has a job to protect you from your environment. So it's doing a lot of work, and you need to do everything you can to help it function properly. And the number one thing, if you're going to do one thing and one thing alone, is good sun protection. We have to protect our skin from the sun. We must block both UVA and UVB radiation, and that's the secret. The problem is most people have good intention, and they just aren't coming. It's not working, and the reason is they are working on bad information. What they really need to know on sun protection is, number one, you have to block both the UVA and the UVB. Most every product will block UVB, but really to get the entire spectrum of the UVA radiation, you must use a zinc-containing product. So I don't care what the product says, what the label says, you have to look on the back of it to see if one of the active ingredients is a zinc product. If you have zinc as an ingredient, you know you're getting some UVA protection. The higher the percentage of zinc, the more protection you're going to get. I like to recommend anything between 7 and 10% zinc for really good protection. The issue here is that the SPF number that everyone sees is really a made-up number. It doesn't indicate the amount of protection you're getting. What you really have to go for is that zinc. So when you're looking to kind of keep things going, you want to protect yourself from the sun. You want to use a great cleanser. You don't want to be using soap on your face. And you need to moisturize every day. Moisturization is a key.
Finally, as a surgeon, what important questions should patients be asking during their consultation?
Excellent question, because to be honest with you, I've been in practice over 26 years, and I will tell you the most important questions that I should be asked, I never get asked. So I try to pass that information on to my patients, because hopefully they will be getting multiple opinions, and they need to be getting the best information possible. It depends on the procedure you're going to be having performed or what you're looking to do. If you're looking for a facelift, a lower facial rejuvenation procedure, or an upper facial rejuvenation procedure, you want to know about your incisions, because it's the incision that you're going to see afterwards. To the doctor, it's his entrance way. It's how he gets in to do his work. But for you, that's what you're going to be living with. And it's the incision that will give you a lot of the appearances of being altered or having changed your natural look. So you want to understand that the incisions are not going to provide you with visible scars, that you're not going to have hair loss, that you're not going to change the anatomy of your ear or the proportions of your face because of hairline shifts or alteration in anatomy, things that will be obvious to the average person. For nasal surgery, you want to make sure that it looks natural, that you don't have abnormal features. So all of these things need to be discussed and should be explained by the doctor during the consultation. And if they're not, I think the patient is obliged to ask the questions. First of all, every doctor does things different. So that's part of the consultation. You need to question how things are being done. You need to know about the recovery. How conscientious is the doctor about your health and your concerns, rather than just doing a procedure? You should have to have a good medical evaluation beforehand. If they're not doing lab tests to make sure you're in good health, doing physical examinations to make sure your general health is good, then maybe you're not being taken care of properly. So these are things that the patient needs to investigate. They need to also know the doctor's qualifications, how long he's been in practice, and what type of work is he doing. He may have a very good reputation for one thing, but if you're going for something else, that may not be his area of specialization or his strong suit. So questions like these, patients really need to be aware of. More and more doctors are doing cosmetic and aesthetic procedures today. You have to make sure they're qualified and that they are the patient is getting the real, expertise that they're being told they're looking for.
Certainly helpful information on what patients should know about facial rejuvenation. Dr. Shire, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in touch as well.
Love to. Our website is plasticsurgeryartist.com. And we are on the web. We're also on Facebook. And please feel free to call the office at any time. Our phone number is 423-870-FACE or 3223.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shire, and thanks so much for taking the moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
It was my pleasure. It was great talking to you, Eric.
It certainly was, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. James Shire, the founder of Shire Facial Plastic Surgery, located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And once again, the website of reference is plasticsurgeryartist.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.